This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And so, because that means a lot to me, you know, there's people out there that live out here. They've never, ever once. You know, when I went to Haiti, there's not one supermarket that looks like Publix, which we take for granted every day.
We're shopping, or
when I went
to
Zimbabwe, Africa. It's amazing what we have. We have no idea how wealthy we are. And so what was my point going to be? I don't know how to go about finding the right people, but I'd like to, maybe a Christmas dinner, invite people, bust them in who've never had and actually have white linen, candles. And I'd like to be, of course, the one I'd like to serve. You know, I want to be the waiter for the people.
Yes. I totally envision that in our facility. So these families that are going to be living there once we get it built, thanks to the community effort, will be able to do things like that and give them experiences like that.
Yeah, so once
that
in
they
a
can,
while, you know.
Because it's important for them to learn to aspire to that, right?
Yes.
Like currently, when you're living in crisis, you don't even know that that's possible.
To have the self-dignity, listen, the self-dignity to realize they're worthy.
Absolutely.
They're worthy. And so if you admit it, like you say, well, I want to do this. Well, you think maybe you're worthy of having a certain success. Stop leaning forward. Where should I be? Like this? Okay, like this. Okay. He doesn't want me leaning forward.
Oh, I thought
forward.
He was talking to me.
Well, because this mic loses me. No,
oh,
you're
I
doing
see.
Fine. So what was I saying about? So letting that person know, if they know that they have the self, if they have the self-dignity, you know, I may be... I like, you know, you may not like Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm not crazy about some of the things she says, but she said, I may be from the ghetto, but the ghetto ain't in me.
Okay.
And I always loved that saying. I read that in one of her books years ago. You know, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's a lot about her,
right.
You know, whatever. But nonetheless, I like that saying she came up with. I may be from the ghetto, but the ghetto, you know, I was in the ghetto, but the ghetto ain't in me.
But you know, you took some lessons, right, from it.
Everybody.
And that, I think, is what remains is an important part of who we are in our stories.
Yeah.
Is those trials, whatever they may be, that we really learn from them and teach our clients to aspire to more. You know, teach these kids to dream for the stars, right?
Yeah.
We say that. But there's many.
Well, I thought I was going to have to do this all my life. You don't have to work in a factory.
Yeah.
How would you like to learn to be an air conditioning, a technician or?
HVAC technician, yeah. Like,
or somebody
right?
who's, you know.
And there's many clients that, like I said earlier, you know, they're calling that one room hotel room their home.
Yeah.
And they don't know that they can have better because that's all they've ever seen. So getting them out of that and having them come to a facility like Graceway Village's shelter will be a place where they have that opportunity to learn to aspire for more and then have the education with it to learn how to do a budget and learn how they can increase their finances by education and getting a trade job or certificate or something like that. So partnering within the community is also very important. We have in St. Lucie County, IRSC is right next door.
Yep.
That is an amazing college.
It
so
is.
Amazing opportunities exist there. We have different organizations that are very supportive of our mission and our mindset to really help our neighbors in need and really do something about the families threatened with homelessness in our area.
When COVID was here, I was 68. Now I told you I'm 70. They had this program. I found out about it from Joseph's Cookies. But I found out I could go to college, go back to. Now I'm a high school dropout.
Okay.
Okay, eighth grade. But I do have a friend of mine. Just to make so I don't sound totally. He's up at Johns Island. He's a billionaire. He has an eighth grade education. He said, Rhett, can you imagine what would happen if I went to ninth grade? So anyway, but I went back to college. I went up there when it was complimentary for older people. And, you know, my first thing was, oh, I got there that night. I thought, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. These kids must disdain me and hate me. All the young people there embraced me as an equal.
Absolutely.
Not as an inferior old guy. And then the teacher is a professor, and she says, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. Well, as it turned, and then there's waves of inferiority. I found it. She said, oh, I've been a listener to your show for 20 years.
Nice.
You need to write a book.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, all of a sudden, wow. And then I'm sitting at the front of the, and they know, the teachers know. I'd never had an A in my life. I was on the dean's list both semesters.
Wonderful.
The dean's list. I'm a nobody. Anyway, the reason I share these things, not to boast of me. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not getting any degree. But if I did it, you can do it.
Absolutely.
And there's hope. And if we give the dignity to these people that are coming in, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm very excited. We got about 6 minutes left. My mind's going crazy with, wow.
Oh, wow.
I want to jump in and I want to take a tour of your place.
I would love that.
And then
maybe
there's a time where I could come and do a video tour. And
sure.
Then we could put it on.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And also, I would love to tell you about our Celebration Under the Stars event that we have coming up on February 8th.
February 8th.
Yes, sir. You can go online to GracewayVillage.com.
That's a number of months away from now, but okay.
It is.
February 8th. And you go to where?
GracewayVillage.com.
GracewayVillage.com.
Yeah. And you can purchase your tickets there. Or
what's going to happen? What's going to be?
Oh, so it's going to be wonderful. So our first one was this February. A great turnout. Community leaders, those invested in the vision and mission of Graceway Village can really just come out and have a good time. Going to have a jazz band. Going to have Congressman Brian Mass will most likely be speaking at
this
event.
Is he the one that lost his legs?
Yes, sir. He did. Right, fighting for our freedom. Yes. Thank you so much, Congressman.
God bless you.
That's right. So, so we're really excited about that event coming up February 8th.
February 8th.
And any businesses that would like some sponsorship opportunities, you can find that also on the website. But a great time to not only get your business logo out there, but let the community know that you support nonprofits in your area by highlighting the sponsorship and able to partner together to really get some funds so that we can continue these wonderful programs that Graceway Village provides.
Wow. So how long have you been the CEO?
May will be 2 years.
How are you liking it?
Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, like you mentioned earlier, it's a lot of responsibility. You know, we do a great job meeting the needs of our community. So it's whenever I come in and I talk to people like you and different things, I always feel that weight of getting the client's story across appropriately, you know? So I tend to get emotional because I know that there's so many kids out there that really need people like us in their lives, supporting and helping their families through hard times. So offering that helping hand to families is what community is all about. And we're only as strong as our weakest link. So I believe we all have the job of coming alongside these families while they're down and helping them up for a little bit.
You know, a couple of years ago, I know I'll lose my reward for this. I don't care. So a couple of years ago, I'm going to, I think it was Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
And I could tell the lady didn't have, you know, a pot to, you know what, in and nothing. So anyway, so when I snuck over to her after we were leaving and I gave her a sizable amount of money. And she started crying. So I get out in the car. I'm all by myself. And the Lord said this to me, now not in an audible voice, but an unction. Give now, because where you're going, they won't need your money there. I thought, oh, my word. What if this is a window that's opened right here? And for all eternity, this is the only time it'll be open. Can you imagine having $1 billion? And not having the joy of giving it away? In other words, whether you have $1 billion or whether I go down and I have nothing except to give my time and make some burgers for you guys or do some cooking or feed some people in your cafeteria at Graceway Village, wouldn't you say, you know, because as you as the CEO, you too, you're giving. Wouldn't you say that's a center of joy?
Absolutely. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he really calls us to take care of those that are hungry.
But it's just, even if it wasn't for him, it's a joy to give.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a joy. And yeah. So if you're down, I've got the remedy. Are you going through? Did somebody die?
Yeah.
The first thing you got to do, go to the hospital and visit the children's, you know, cancer society, cancer segment, or what do you call it?
We were just having this conversation with my volunteers, and they were saying how, you know, if they're having a bad day, they come in and volunteer, and their spirits are lifted. I mean, whether it be the clients or whether it be the other volunteers or just that sense of community.
So the volunteers, they're
the volunteers are absolutely wonderful.
Spirits, yeah.
Yeah. It's a tremendous volunteer family is what I like to call it, because it's so true. You know, these are our people that we can call upon when we need them. These are our people we can call and share good stories with. It's our community.
You know, people think that they need to get into a position of power as a CEO, or they need to have friends that are in high places, or they need to be a politician with power, or they want to make $100 million to have power. And I'm going, oh my gosh, it's the greatest deceit in all history.
Yeah.
Everybody has power. Mm-hmm. I might walk out of here today. Not maybe I'm putting on a face today and really, really hurting inside. I'm not, but I'm saying, let's say I am. I walk out and somebody says, hi.
Sure.
Oh, thank you for saying hi.
Right.
They don't know I'm a tacos. They don't know nothing about me. And because if people would realize they have the power, everybody, you can be homeless and walking down the street and give a person the dignity.
Right. We all have a platform, and it's what what are we going to do that
what
day
is
with
real
our
wealth?
Platform? Yeah.
And anyway, Jesus said, why do you work for that which you cannot keep?
Mm.
And there was a famous missionary who said, why give up? Why keep what you can? Why gain what you cannot keep to give up what you cannot lose?
Mm.
And he went. And he was spearheaded down in South America after that at 28 years of age, and his wife went down, Elizabeth, and won the murderer to Jesus. And then all the natives, you know what they said? They said when they killed the American missionaries, they saw angelic beings flying around, and now they got converted to Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, listen, so we've been talking with CEO Crystal Netherton. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thank you for doing what you're doing. As a representative for the people out there, thank you very much. Thanks for helping my lords and my fathers and brothers, people out there. And I want you to keep on doing it. And we're going to be here. We're going to stand with you and help you when we can. Graceway Village. Just remember, Graceway Village. Graceway Village. Graceway Village. Crystal Netherton, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Is Alzheimer's or dementia affecting your loved ones? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a dedicated team of experts that actually treat these terrible diseases. They have over 50 tools to address root causes of cognitive decline. In the study of the protocol they use, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America is now open in Port St. Lucie, online at ATCA.ai or phone 772-298